Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know what that means? Everybody loves Raymond. It's time to talk to Ray Fittipaldo, postgazette.com. You can read his stuff. It's also a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smail Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. And Ray is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray, the injury situation seems a little bit murky. Who are we to be most concerned about this week?
Well, I mean, there's a bunch of them. I mean, Jabril Peppers and Chuck Clark. I think Chuck Clark is going to be back for sure. You know, Peppers, we'll see what happens today. Obviously, Deshaun Elliott is still out. Trice isn't practicing. So that secondary, Joe, is still really beat up. So, you know, what Mike Tomlin and Terrell Austin talked about this week, the simplified approach. I thought Terrell was really good on that yesterday, gave us some really good answers. I think we're going to continue seeing that. And based on the conversations I've had in that locker room over the past week, that is a welcome thing for this football team. They thought they all played faster. They knew what they were doing. They knew their assignments. And a lot of those guys thought that was the difference in that Colts game.
So no worries at all about Sayamalu Highsmith?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, Highsmith, he played through that high ankle sprain. So that's going to be like probably a pain tolerance thing. I thought, you know, the adrenaline got him through Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. You know, Sayamalu is always going to be questionable, I think, with that pec injury. So that's another one to keep an eye on Sunday afternoon for sure.
It seems like Sayamalu is now just the offensive version of Larry Ogunjobi. Has an injury every single week. Normally ends up being good to go. Sometimes leaves the game early. I mean, I think he's a better player than what Ogunjobi was, especially in his final year here. But is there any shot, Ray, that one of these other offensive linemen gets activated just in that, just in that case, like an Andres Pete who has yet to be an active player, somebody like that? Because if Sayamalu goes down mid-game, they want to keep running that jumbo set.
Yeah, so Pete, you're right, hasn't dressed yet. He's certainly capable. He's got a bunch of NFL starts under his belt, former first-round pick. You know, Ryan McCollum can go in there and play some guard, too. Obviously, Spencer Anderson can flip-flop. If they want to run that extra tackle package and move him from guard to tackle, they're certainly capable of doing that as well. But, Pete is certainly a guy who could be up this week, especially if that pec is a little, a little tenuous.
Ray, we were talking about Jalen Ramsey a little bit, and, you know, it's hard not to think back to Rod Woodson. Even though I think Woodson may have gone to strong safety and Ramsey seems to be more of a free safety, but it really seems to suit him at this point in his career. D- Do you agree? And can you see him getting another 3, 4, 5 years? Do you think he'll want to stay at that position?
Yeah. I mean, I thought Rod played free safety, Joe. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but I thought that was the position he played. Charles Woodson, of course, made that transition as well late in his career. You know, it's always when you make a move like that, Joe, there's no going back. And I think the Steelers and Jalen both had designs on him playing some corner this year. Now, we'll see. That could certainly happen again this season if they get some of these guys healthy and they want to go back to that. But I think long term, this is a way for him to add 3, 4, maybe 5 years. I mean, Rod Woodson played, I think, until his late 30s. And, you know, and Woodson played until his mid 30s. So, yeah, this is definitely something that he should be thinking about if he wants to continue, you know, making a lot of money in the NFL.
Ray, how about the other guy back there? His very first game as a Steeler, he was here for, what, less than 72 hours before he had to buckle it up for real. Kyle Duggar played 77 of 78 snaps on defense, and for the most part, it seemed like pretty good work.
Yeah, for sure. You know, 4 tackles, and you didn't see any major mistakes. I think Jalen was back there telling him where to be and what to do. And, you know, with another week under his belt, you know, the hope is he understands the defense a little bit more this week. So, yeah, again, if he's going to have to be in there, I would expect it to continue to be pretty basic again. We'll see if they want to integrate Chuck Clark a little bit. You know, Clark was, I don't know, a serviceable guy, you know, in the first half of the season. Certainly an upgrade, I think, if Kyle Duggar can get up to speed on this defense. So we'll see how it goes on Sunday. But I would expect a healthy dose of Kyle Duggar more so than any of those injured guys or those sick guys who are coming back.
How close did they get to a trade, do you think? And clearly they had interest in a receiver. I mean, if you believe virtually all the reports out there, then you have to come to the conclusion that they themselves think that they needed an upgrade at receiver. Ray, how close were they? And how does this affect the team moving forward to not have upgraded?
Yeah, they certainly tried to make a trade, Joe. I don't know how close to the finish line they were, but what they were not willing to do was give up a high draft pick. You know, I think they were settled on giving up mid or late round picks to get a guy, and that just never materialized. And if you look around the league, a lot of the big names that were out there, I think those teams that employ those guys were holding out for better deals. And a lot of those guys ended up staying put. So it wasn't just the Steelers who struck out on that. I think, you know, a lot of other teams did as well. You know, Jacoby Myers is kind of like that mid-range guy, good player, probably the best receiver who did end up getting traded. But, you know, what did they get for him? Like a 4 and a 6? I mean, I don't, for a rental, I don't know that that's worth it, Joe. I mean, maybe it could have worked out if Myers was dealt here, but you know, they're going to try to make it work with their heavy tight end packages and the receivers they currently have on the roster, and maybe MVS down the road a little bit here.
Ray, do you think they were a little bit hesitant to move a 4th because in the Omar Khan draft history so far, it does seem like none of the 4th-round picks have been misses, and a couple of them, I would say, have been hits so far. Nick Herbig in 23, Mason McCormick in 24, Jack Sawyer this past year. Do you think that had anything to do with it?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, obviously the quarterback part of this is part of the equation. And I also think you have to think about the comp picks that everyone's talking about. You know, I forget what the number is. It's double-digit picks in this upcoming draft. And, you know, back in the spring when Fields was a free agent, Wilson was a free agent, you know, there were expectations that was, those were going to be third-round picks. Well, Russell Wilson has been benched. That probably falls down to a 5 or a 6, I would think. You know, Fields is still playing, so that's probably still going to be okay. But, you know, some of those other free agents who left, you know, it's going to depend on how they finish the season. You know, if those guys stay in the lineup, then that's going to be good for the Steelers. But I think Omar's obviously keeping an eye on that as well. So I think it's all three of those things that factored into that decision.
Do you buy into the conspiracy theory at all? I don't, for what it's worth. I thought it seemed a little bit silly that Art Rooney, too, stepped in and made sure that they didn't move any draft capital because they want to make the weekend in Pittsburgh in late April a real spectacle.
I think it's going to be a spectacle no matter what. And I think Art is probably one of the more level-headed owners. I think he's going to trust his front office and, you know, his coaching staff to make the right call. If they end up picking a guard instead of a quarterback, you know, I think he would be on board with that. What they don't want to go through, guys, is they don't want to have another Kenny Pickett situation where you're maybe drafting a guy, you know, mid to late first round and you're taking a stab in the dark. They don't want to do that. They want to move up, get some picks, and get one of these guys who's, you know, probably going to be a top 10 or top 15 pick. So a lot of deals were made here in the last week, a lot of teams with multiple first round picks. So theoretically, it's going to be a little bit harder for the Steelers to go up and get one of those guys, but I think they're certainly going to try.
I mean, the latest mock drafts, there's not even one of those guys to go up and get. I just saw one yesterday where the first quarterback is going seventh, and it's Mendoza. And the Steelers stood pat wherever this I think it was on The Athletic, Dane Brugler, whatever his name is.
Brugler.
They had them in the 20s getting the kid from Oregon. So I don't know that they're going to have to, if they like one of these guys, I don't even know if they're going to have to move up. That's how bad this quarterback class has been, Ray. How disappointing it's been.
Yeah, it's been disappointing for 2 months. But you and Donnie both know quarterbacks always get pushed up draft boards. Those guys might be rated, you know, the number 7 and number 20 overall prospects. But in the end, I think the top 3 quarterbacks are probably going to go in the top 10. I don't think this is another Kenny Pickett draft where the other quarterbacks are Desmond Ridder and God knows who else. I think this is still going to be a better class than that. So and let's see how it plays out. You still got, you know, a few more games here for these guys. You got bowl games. You obviously got the postseason workout. So, you know, some of these guys might be able to change their draft position in the next couple of months.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ray, who do you think has been the Steelers' best defensive player so far?
You know, Herbig probably hasn't played enough to say that, but Herbig has been really, really good. People are down on TJ because the numbers are down, but there's circumstances there. You know, Cam's been really solid. I don't know that they've had a great player, you know, in the first half of the season, but I'd probably pick somebody in the front 7. I'd probably have to go with Herbig or TJ Watt or Cam Heyward.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. We are out at Bowser Chevy right now in Monroeville, Studio B, the studio they built just for Donnie and I. We're having a great time here on a Donnie Football Friday. All right, Ray, size up this game if you could for us. What's the biggest concern? Who do you think's going to win?
Well, Justin Herbert leads the NFL in passing. They are a good offense. You know, kind of think of like Jim Harbaugh teams and, you know, just, you know, what he's had over the years, and kind of think of strong defenses and, you know, score just enough to win. But these guys are top five in total offense. They got a really good running game, Joe, even though Omarion Hampton and Najee Harris have been hurt for much of the season. So that's one thing that hasn't changed with Harbaugh. So I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. You know, the Steelers' offense, as we know, they're going to put up points. I don't think those guys have had a bad game yet, and I don't expect one on Sunday night. So, you know, I'm picking the Chargers in a close game, but I certainly think it's going to be competitive. And I think the Steelers' offense against the Chargers' defense, they're going to have a chance to put up some points here.
Ray, do we see MVS make his Steelers debut Sunday night? And if not, when do we see him?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen on Sunday night. You know, I think they want to, you know, get him used to the offense. And, you know, they probably could dress him if they wanted to. And, you know, he could have one or two plays that he has to know. Kind of like what they did with Mike Williams last year, you know. They threw Mike Williams in the game late. I think he had 9 snaps in that game, and one of them produced a touchdown that was a game winner. So they could certainly do that. But in terms of him getting comfortable and actually playing a bunch of snaps in a game, I think we're probably a couple of weeks away from that.
I know they acted as if Aaron Rodgers didn't have much of a say in that move happening, but MVS certainly made it sound that way. What, you guys asked him the other day what brought you here, and he pretty much just pointed his finger at Aaron Rodgers. So it does seem like, you know, they still have a pretty good relationship, and he can get him up to speed relatively quickly.
Yeah, you would think. They do have a really good relationship. You know, he played 4 years with Aaron in Green Bay before he went off to the Chiefs, and, you know, he's kind of bounced around since then. He's 31 years old. You know, he's a guy who's known for his wheel. So that's another thing I think the Steelers kind of want to judge here in practices. Okay, do you still have the deep speed that you once had? Can you still take a top off of defense? I think, you know, early in the season, Donnie, you saw Calvin Austin run a lot of deep routes, and DK was more the short and intermediate stuff. Like, I still don't know how many deep balls they've thrown to DK. Certainly not a lot that have been completed. So, you know, MVS, if he still has the speed, that's certainly an element that he could bring to it. And I don't have to tell you, having a guy who's 6'1", 6'2", instead of a guy who's 5'9", that certainly makes a difference on some of those 50-50 balls.
I mean, if he gives them anywhere close to the half-season production that he had in New Orleans last year, I would say that's a win. 17 grabs, 385, 4 touchdowns. He averaged almost 23 yards per reception. I mean, if they get something like that, then you can rubber stamp that as a huge W to just get this guy off the scrap heap.
Yeah, and I know Mike Tomlin wanted to downplay it, you know, just emphasizing he's just a practice squatter. But when you have that deep relationship with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, a guy who wants to be on the same page with his receivers, and, you know, these receivers who have been with the Steelers have, for the most part, done a really good job with that. Maybe Roman Wilson is still learning you know, the NFL game. So Aaron's developed a rapport with, I would say, the majority of these guys this year, but MVS has a longer history than any of these guys. We're talking a couple of months here with DK and Roman and Calvin. And, you know, you're talking deep, deep experience with MVS. So I think, you know, you could see that come to light here once he does get on the 53. I think it does have a chance of working out for the Steelers.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ray, back by popular demand, free association. Are you game?
I am game. Donnie was disappointed last week we didn't do it.
I sensed that. Yeah, that's what I meant. It was him, and it was some listener feedback. They want it, and we're going to provide it. Here we go. Kyle Duggar will be here beyond this year.
I don't think so.
Troy Fatanu is going to be an all-pro someday.
Yes. Might actually make the Pro Bowl this year.
Caleb Johnson's workload is going to be going up starting this week.
Not convinced of that, no.
You agree with Pro Football Focus that Cam Hayward is a mid-season all-pro?
Yeah, Cam's been really good, yes.
MVS, he's going to play this week, yes or no?
No.
Best team in the AFC?
Buffalo.
Who's coming out of the AFC for the Super Bowl?
Buffalo. I'm still sticking with the best quarterbacks. I know the Colts and the Patriots are at the top now, but I'm still sticking with my preseason pick.
Steelers win this division.
I'm going to say no, Joe.
Ooh, Ravens win at the Vikings this weekend.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers over under 39.5 touchdown passes.
Under.
Steelers MVP is who?
Aaron Rodgers.
Highsmith will play Sunday.
Yes.
Highsmith will be traded this offseason with Herbig and Sawyer behind him.
Man, that's going to be a great topic in January and February, but I'm going to lean yes on that.
Grade Derek Harmon so far.
Derek Harmon is a B+, A- in my book. Really great good Artie, so far.
Great Artie Smith so far.
I'd give Artie a solid B.
And if Roman Wilson has a chance to make a play late in the game, he'll try the Roman leap.
He better not, or he actually might be in the doghouse this week.
Thank you, Ray. I have no further questions. Do you, Donnie?
No, I think I'm good, Joe.
He thinks the Steelers won't win the division. How about that?
I think that's something we could get into.
So do I. Thank you, Ray.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Ray.
Wonderful, man. Now, listen, I wouldn't be shocked, Donnie, if the Steelers win and the Ravens lose this weekend. Minnesota just went into Detroit and won. That's not a bad football team. And I think J.J. McCarthy took a big leap in that game. If I had to pick, I'd probably pick Lamar to beat the Vikings, but nobody would be surprised if the Vikings beat the Ravens, would they?
It does feel a little bit to me like the Ravens as a whole are turning a bit of a corner.
And sure.
I know that they haven't played the best teams in football the last two games, but their defense, too, has turned that corner. They shut down a Bears team that to that point won four games in a row. Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson started to cook a little bit. And then last week they go into Miami, and I know the Dolphins have been really a bipolar football team. They've been all over the place. I don't know how Mike McDaniel is still there, but the Dolphins, coming off a game where they score 30 points on the road, they come back home, they get shut down, they score six. They put some yards up, but they, just turn the football over. They can't get into the end zone. The Ravens win that game pretty comfortably, and Lamar didn't even have to be Superman in that game. He threw four touchdown passes, but he barely ran.
I know, and I know how good he is, but I think 1-5 is a big hole where you could play well in Minnesota and lose. You could play well in Green Bay and lose. You could play well against the Patriots and lose. They've left themselves almost no margin for error.
Right, and that the final few games of the season are going to be a lot of fun, assuming that the Steelers stay on track for the most part. I mean, yeah. I don't see them completely crumbling at any point. It is working to a point where that final game, that Week 18 game in Pittsburgh, Ravens-Steelers, that could be that one that the league flexes into Sunday Night Football. Like, that could be a de facto AFC North championship game, the way things are going.
Do you agree with that, Limits? Do you guys think, give me a yes or no, Donnie and Limits, will the game here, the final game of the regular season, be for the AFC North?
Donnie? Yes.
Limits?
Yes, I believe it will.
I say no, the Steelers will have it wrapped up. Yeah.
Man, that'd be a really nice feeling. I mean, we haven't experienced that since, what, 2020.
2020, but then the feeling went away 6 days later when a guy named Frank showed up in the Browns huddle and they won 48 to whatever it was.
And their coach was in his man cave.
Exactly. I just think that the Ravens have dug too big of a hole. It's and even the game in Cleveland in 2 weeks, you can't get upset. You have to win almost every game getting down to that final steal. Well, you certainly have to keep pace with the Steelers is what you really have to do. So I shouldn't really say that. What the Ravens have to do is be within two games of the Steelers when they host them December 7th. They have to maintain that two-game gap, right? Because then they maintain control, because if they beat the Steelers twice, they'll win the division. Mm-hmm. Win out, you know? But that's a lot to ask. There's a reason when you start 1-5, Donnie, that you almost never make it.
Yeah, I mean, we also do have to keep in mind that we have seen multiple times with Lamar Jackson as the Ravens quarterback that they have been in a hole against the Steelers. They've been in a hole in the final month of the season when it comes to the AFC North. Last season was one of them. They were multiple games behind the Steelers in December. They came back and won the division with ease. With ease. I mean, the Steelers made it easy on them because they just lost every single game in that final month. But the Ravens have been in this hole before, and I think they would believe in the guy that plays quarterback for them every single Sunday, no matter who they play.
Jerry Dulac wrote a piece where today in the Post-Gazette, why no trade? Steelers value those picks, especially now. And it's a fair point. You know, he's talking about picks beyond the first round that have or might pan out. He said these are the reasons that they didn't make a deal. Calvin Austin, Darnell Washington, Mason McCormick, Roman Wilson, Peyton Wilson, Nick Herbig, Jack Sawyer. These are players the Steelers acquired either the third or fourth round. That's why they value those mid-round picks. And it's fair. That's very fair. But they have so many of them. So a fourth and a fifth to sort of uphold the theme of we're bringing in Aaron Rodgers, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay. I mean, I don't think, given the number of picks they have, Donnie, that they were really they still would have had all these picks.
He's doing Roman Wilson a lot of favors, including him in that group as well. I think all of the other players are pretty deserving to be in there. Not every single guy is going to be a hit, but it is a pretty good track record there under Omar Khan that, you know, maybe he hasn't nailed every single first round pick or even every single second round pick, but he has had a pretty good run. He and Andy Weidel in those middle rounds, you know, that's where things start to really just become question marks. And it's sort of like throwing, at a dartboard.
Yeah.
But it seems like more guys have been key contributors than, you know, total waste on the roster.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.